You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that created headlines this week. The GST Council, after its fifth meeting under the chairpersonship of Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on July 11th, announced several key recommendations regarding changes in GST tax rates, measures for facilitation of trade, and streamlining of compliance processes. In terms of recommendations relating to GST rates on goods, it has been decided to reduce the rate on uncooked, unfried snack pellets from 18% to 5%. It also decided to exempt IGST on imported medicines and also food for special medical purposes used in the treatment of rare diseases listed under the National Policy for Rare Diseases 2021. It was also decided to clarify that supply of raw cotton, including colour cotton, by agriculturists to cooperatives is taxable. Over to economy. A host of factors like a rising population, progress in innovation and technology, higher capital investments and rising labour productivity could potentially make India the world's second largest economy by 2075, according to Goldman Sachs research. India's GDP at current prices could be pegged at $52.5 trillion in 2075, it said, while forecasting the China's economy, then to be the world's largest, to have a size of $57 trillion. The US could be at the third last with a GDP of $51.5 trillion. Indian economy overtook the UK's to become the world's fifth largest last year behind Germany, Japan, China and the US in nominal GDP terms, as per the IMF data. The IMF also sees India to be the fourth largest economy by 2027, as it is seen to not only continue the lead over the UK, but also surpass Germany by then. Meanwhile, 20 fund houses raised their cash holdings in the first 6 months of the calendar year, with the largest increase by Quant MF and White Oak Capital, data from Value Research showed. The data was for cash holdings as a percentage of equity assets. 11 fund houses have cash holdings in excess of 5%. These include the likes of ICICI Prudential MF, HDFC MF and Tata MF. The first two, along with SBI MF, hold in excess of Rs 10,000 crore each in cash. 37 equity schemes held cash in excess of 10% of their assets. This included mostly thematic and mid and small cap schemes. Equity schemes saw inflows of Rs 65,000 crore this year despite market volatility and bouts of correction. Moving on, mobile phone exports crossed the Rs 30,000 crore mark during the April-June quarter, registering an over 100% growth over the year-ago period. Going by the Q1 trend, both the government and industry are confident that the target of reaching exports worth 1 trillion by the fiscal end would be met by December itself. In FY23, mobile phone exports surpassed Rs 90,000 crore, an increase of 100% from Rs 45,000 crore in FY22. Typically, mobile phone sales in India and across the world slow down during July-August as consumers wait for the launch of new models ahead of the festival season. Mobile sales pick up not only in India but across the world in the September-December period. This is usually the period that sees highest production, sales and exports of mobiles across the world. On to market, the valuation of Reliance Retail has inched upwards of $100 billion, according to estimates by brokerages. Based on this, only three other companies, RIL, TCS and HDFC Bank, have higher valuations. Reliance Industries last week proposed to reduce the share capital of its unlisted subsidiary by buying it back from shareholders other than promoters and holding company at Rs 1,362 per share, based on the valuation by two independent valuers, it had said in an exchange update. JM Financial says the value of Rs 1,362 per share, stated in the press release, is the grossed-up value for potential tax liabilities for minority shareholders to ensure the net amount payable to minorities is Rs 850 to 900 per share. Hence, the implied valuation of RRL, based on the independent valuer's valuation, is Rs 8.25 trillion or $100 billion. Lastly, the aviation sector. India's air domestic passenger traffic grew 18.78% in June 2023 on a year-on-year basis, official data showed on Thursday. The traffic growth comes even as Go Air has suspended operations since May 3rd. As per the data released by the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, the country's scheduled domestic flight operations ferried 1.25 crore passengers last month. In June 2022, the traffic number stood at 1.05 crore. According to the traffic report, IndiGo achieved the highest market share in the month under review at 63.2%, followed by Air India 9.7%, Vistara 8.1%, AirAsia India 8%, SpiceJet 4.4% and Akasa Air 4.9%. Besides, Alliance Air's market share stood at 1.2%, followed by Flybig 0.2% and Star Air 0.2%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.